From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that for the second time in a month, the drinking water in the village of Athens appears dirty and has a strange odor. Village Department of Public Works Superintendent Chris Sprague and Village Trustee Joshua Lipsman said the water discoloration is from iron. Sprague said, and I quote, "There is a culmination of a few things happening. There gets buildup on the lines. We hadn't flushed the system because we only had one filter operational in the water plant. We rebuilt the other one and wanted to be sure it was working properly, but then the water table went down and we felt it was not a good time to flush. When the rain last month caused turbidity of the reservoir, we started flushing with the hydrants. We did a low-pressure flush, and last week we went around and flushed again," end quote. Sprague says boiling water is unnecessary, but that residents should check the screens on the ends of their faucets for sediment. Lipman said, and I quote, "The water has an odor due to the vegetative growth on the reservoir at Hollister Lake. The second component is the pipes that flow underground that brings water to people's homes. That system was initially installed at least 100 years ago and has been piecemeal replaced, maintained, and upgraded over the years. With a village like Athens, we don't have the financial wherewithal to address that in a comprehensive fashion," end quote. Lipsman also said that Athens does not have a backup source of water for emergencies. He said, and I quote, "It's actually unclear at the moment. There are understandings all around, but they aren't the same understandings. The mayor is in the process of researching meeting minutes from 2016 when there was community involvement in this issue. At the moment, we don't know exactly what the situation is. I personally think it is an important thing that needs to be resolved," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Amal Clades reports for News 10 that COVID-19 numbers are rising again in New York. The state is seeing its highest case count since April, but numbers are no longer in the thousands, with 789 people testing positive last month. Brian Blackenson, director of Bureau of Communicable Disease Control at the Department of Health, said, and I quote, "I think we've become a little blasé. I don't think we necessarily think about it as much as we used to. I think some of our defenses, we've let them down a little bit as time has worn on. People aren't testing as much," end quote. The newest COVID variant is called EG5.1 and is a member of the Omicron family and has been more contagious. Read more about this story at News 10. Raymond Pignone reports for Columbia Green Media that Operation Unite's Sankofa Black Arts and Cultural Festival is back in Hudson this weekend at Henry Hudson Waterfront Park. The festival traces its roots back to 1960 when families along Columbia Street gathered with tables, food, and music. The Reverend Ed Cross said, and I quote, "Families living on Columbia Street from 3rd Street to Front Street welcomed everybody who came," end quote. On August 11th, the festival starts with Tanganyahu Swabie's Kapurora dance performance at 5 p.m. Later, Loki Anthony hosts open mic performances. Saturday, a parade starts 2 p.m. from the public square. The parade marches down to the waterfront, where the Apollina schooner is taking people on the Hudson River. There are also performances Saturday from Dunun Khan Percussion and Dance of Guinea, the Herd Jazz Band, and the Kumba Dancers. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.